Welcome to Dungeon Damsels, everybody. Woo! Tonight we're doing the Wild Driver edition. We roped in B, the creator of Wild Driver. B, why don't you tell us about Wild Driver a little bit?
Hi. Okay, so funny first thing. The world is Wild Driver.
Oh, sorry.
It's really hard to pronounce. I kind of, in hindsight, wish we had put in an extra vowel or two.
Wildar, okay.
So, Wildavir is a homebrew game that me and my friends have made for about a year now. There's a show for it, there's multiple books for it at this point. They're all available on Google Drive, and the core book is also available on Itch, so that has all the basic rules.
Awesome! Sounds great. Let's,
It's a completely, like, good vibe sort of game. Very open. There's not a lot of there is no combat system. And there's not a lot of traditional fights. There's a lot more focus on interpersonal, character building.
Yeah, we're totally into that. Do you want us to do a little intro for our characters?
Absolutely, because, funny enough, you guys, when you approached me about doing it in like a school setting, I was like, well, this works out because I am still in the drafting phases of the actual So I'm like, I can take half of this draft and make something out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Serena, why don't you go first and tell us about your dude?
Hello, my character's name is Malo. He is a Sky Adolin. Is that how you spell it?
You're good.
All right. And 100% at all times snickering for any good or not good reason. He likes shiny things, bells. He is all chaotic energy, just wrapped up into a big windy ball. So if ever you wonder if 10 is too much, he likes to be somewhere between 12 and 15. So at any point in time when you say stop, it'll usually be something he's heard before. So yeah, very adventurous spirit, likes to kind of wrangle people into mischief, but at the same time, just always likes to have a good story to tell.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah,
me? You want me to go?
Yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Tor. I'm a stone Edelin. I'm just a big buff rock dude. A lot of the things go over my head, but I just like to help out my friends and help out all the fun little critters of the world. I'm actually a big softy if you get to know me.
Yeah, he was living the jock life and he changed his ways. So my name is Umsala. So my friends just call me I'm a water, moon Adolin. I'm very academic. But I like to draw and I do mainly landscapes. And I just made my two new best friends, Tor and Malu. And that's pretty much Umsala. Let's get started.
Gotcha.
We're all
right. So I'm going to start by explaining a few things about Wild Driver's Mage Academy, and then I will start you off. So for travelers who decide to take some time at the Mage Academy of Wild Driver, there are a lot of accommodations to ease your stay, as well as to keep you entertained and busy when you're not taking part of classes. The interesting thing about the Mage Academy is that the world itself is still pretty on the whims about how magic works fundamentally.
Okay.
So while this is a school setting, it's almost more of live workshops and labs more than your traditional lectures.
Oh, perfect. Less books. I could do that.
Less books, more on-field research.
Oh, I love on-field research.
Well, I suppose you have to start somewhere.
Yep. There are all the things to do with the field of school, you know? Like, what it lacks in actual curriculum itself, vibes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Including, there are four technically houses, but unlike other magic schools, it's not really a personality test so much as an overgrown major, and they don't really fight so much as they just, it's just a way to know where you're hurling your magic towards, you know?
Gotcha.
There are four of them. There's the Creador, which is invention, the Virtuoso, which is the arts, the Vitale, which is exploration, and the Scolari, which is academics.
Can you double major?
Sure.
Art and scholastics.
I'm more of the exploration kind of guy.
And like I said, it doesn't really affect too much. It's really just like, it's really an overblown, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. But the only reason I bring it up, because today, when everything we were doing for the day is done, all of the research labs we're doing are completed, we have some time to hang out and relax, you know? And as you were probably just wandering down the halls and the courtyards outside, you notice one of the laboratories in the corridor area open up in the roof and let me see the car.
Whoa! Did you see that? That's like statistically impossible.
I like it. Let's see.
Who left the roof open? How did that happen?
You see Umsula just kind of be like ready to go, and then she kind of stops herself and she looks at Malu for like basically like almost permission to be chaotic, like
well, aren't you curious? We could take a look.
I mean, well, the academic mind is fueled by curiosity.
Yes, those words are definitely the words that we look for. Yes.
Come on, we're not gonna learn anything just by talking. And I just like I scoop both of them up, and I just like start walking towards where the little lightning strike is.
Let me go check it out.
Yeah.
Well, as you three start heading over, you see that one fork of lightning has hit again and again. You know, and it seems like they're just channeling it into something in that lab. As you get closer, you hear the archetypical mad scientist cackle but it sounds like someone about your age, just doing their best attempt at the Frankenstein run.
You hear like a little crack in the voice.
I'm not sure what is funny, but just so I look like I understand what's going on, I start laughing too, and I just go, ha, 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 yeah, yeah, no, I get it. That's a funny joke, yeah, so classic, ha, 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 ooh.
Are we sure this is a good idea? I mean, I know it's curiosity and things, but,
she like looks at these two, okay, I guess we'll go.
Starts to pat out his hand. Is like, oh, all right. I can go. I can do this next. I want to see what we're laughing at.
So you guys kind of walk in. This is a very open campus, so you guys can just swing the doors open to this lab. And you see a boy about your age. He has like a dark blue form to them, but they have like white. It almost looks like bolts of lightning coursing through them. They have a very ethereal, flowy form to them, so they are definitely a storm item, not a storm elf. And he's just kind of like looking at something on this desk, and it seems that he's like every now and then putting his hands on like one of those, you know, those electric balls.
Mm-hmm.
Put your fingers on and the lightning tracks through your fingers.
Yeah.
He seems to be putting his hands on the side of that, lifting them up to the top, letting go, and a fork of lightning shoots up and smacks him immediately back down onto the thing on the desk. And each time that happens is when he does his little math and scientist giggle. And each time that happens is when he does his little math and scientist giggle. And it seems that the more he's doing it, the more he's like adjusting different things. He does not notice you after the loop. He's like in his own head.
he might actually be wearing like headphones while he's doing this, like Spotify jams to defy the laws of nature too.
Can't hear us. He has his AirPods in.
Yeah, I just very, very bluntly just like saunter up to him. I put my arm around him and I'm like, yeah, you looks like you're doing some real cool stuff. How's it going? I don't think we've met. Name's Tor. It's short for Tor.
At the immediate touch of the hand, they like jolt and you're like, hi there. This is completely normal and fine. Yes, it is very cool. Don't worry about it.
I know. Right, yeah. I know what is
this. So,
it's like,
is that a...
sliding a hand across the thing, like, can I touch something?
There's it looks like there are these, like a chest plate and arm and leg restraints that are... on this table made entirely of like metal, and they have different like things on here. You can't tell if they're like, it's not like handcuffy, it's more like gauntlety, you know, like something is going to be chained through.
Yeah, I'm looking up and down this thing, like nodding like I understand it, but completely going over my head. And I'm just like, yeah, nothing to quarry about over here. I get it.
Can I make an intelligence check to, like, try to figure out what he's doing?
Yeah, totally, go for it.
Awesome.
You have an attribute that'll help with that?
I do, it's my highest one. Oh, that was just a 10, but alright, we'll go for it. 10.
Oh, when you roll with the if you have an attribute for it, it's everything you try is a d20. The attribute dice is something you add to it.
Yeah, it's still just a 10.
Oh, it's just a 10.
I rolled 2 fives.
When you said just a 10, my brain thought that you were just rolling a d10. Brain did not function that. And also, like, hey, audience, daddy audience has no dice rolling.
Yeah.
See, it worked out. But for 10. You have a rough idea. I won't say that you know exactly what this is, but you do notice something. You do notice that while there's electricity hitting, there also seems to be these, like, large amounts of ice, like, in the room. It almost seems like he's trying to, like, pack the ice into these, like, into, like, where the chest plate is, where the bracers are, like, and then hitting it with light. It's really strange.
Are you trying to channel this lightning to hit the ice?
Yes. I'm trying to create a confluence, actually. It's very difficult.
Oh.
You have no idea what he's talking about.
That's so interesting.
Just wanting to touch things anywhere.
Yeah, I'm like stroking my chin. I'm like, that's very interesting. I mean, if you're trying to get the lightning to hit the ice... why don't you just hit the ice with your fists? I mean, that would just cut the middle man out.
Yeah,
What's this?
Touch, 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 touch. Behind Tor still kind of a little bit, and she's looking around. So, you're trying to make a con? It is a construct?
Conflux.
What's a conflux? Because I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah, my sentiments exactly.
And I know a lot of things.
Oh my god. Sorry.
This is gonna be all the whole hour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I do a thing real quick?
Please.
Yeah.
Alright. As our lovely new friend we have very rudely not even asked who the name is, starts to launch into this obvious experimentation that is probably something to the effect of their what's that assignment that like your entire grade's based on, that thing that people do, it's like
your final,
it's not a final, but
your,
it's like
your midterm,
like, or yeah, pretty much like your math, like your thesis.
Oh,
probably effectively this person's thesis. Yeah. As about to launch into any explanation, can my character just make a roll to like touch anything Like, yes. It just touch anything. I don't know what.
You can absolutely just touch the thing.
I'm gonna touch the thing. I don't know what I'm touching, but whatever it is, I'm gonna be very excited about what comes.
Please tell me you have attribute that is just touch everything.
I wish, but I did roll a nat 1, so whatever comes out of it, we're all gonna enjoy
it. You see a obvious red button.
I like it.
And at that moment, the table this is on does the, like, lean up thing, you know, the mad scientist tables you with, like, where the person will finally be ready to walk off, you know? It does that, and this time, the light, as the lightning courses through the ice as it hits one more time, all the lightning stored in that ball fires into this, like, ice collection, and they're just like, oh, you've started it. Like, give me a second. And they start, like, running, pulling things and crying. And as they're doing this, they're trying to get their spiel. But you can tell that this is, like, they've gone from, ah, yes, I have a plan. I'll get this done in my own time. To, oh, okay, we're doing it now.
okay.
As they're running, they're describing that a conflux is what happens when two kinds of the world's elements are not complete. Therefore, like, there's a moment where they almost start to harmonize. But usually that moment lasts for a second, and then one of the powers the other one flickers on out. You know?
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
But there's a split second, and if you can capture that split second, you might be able to basically create a merger of these two kinds of logic. And so people here have figured out a way to do that and use machinery to sustain that and give it, basically turn that moment of magical harmony into a construct.
That's cool.
I think like an elemental, but it's two elements.
Okay. Yeah, I see him run and like start pulling levers and like explaining this, so I like run up next to him. I'm like, sorry, we had a little bit of a rocky start. Is there any other levers that I could help you pull?
Yes. He points out like three on the corner. He just goes, one of them is very heavy. I apologize.
Oh, no, no problem at all. Do you want me to...
Oh, roll. Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Man, roll is tiny.
Yes.
Let's see. Can I roll my I gave him an attribute called athletic because I want him just to be really buff.
Works really for me. That's perfect.
Perfect. Okay. Okay. I rolled a 13.
So with a 13, you do, it's like a little defective at first, but once you start to get like the first centimeter of it, you can, you know. And as you do,
gotta put my boulder into it.
And as this hits, there's like, you know, the different sounds and things, the coils firing off. And they're just like, hopefully this works. And you see the ice start to form, and through the gauntlets into like three-fingered icicle claws, with lightning coursing through them. The golden plated machinery starts to hum, and this thing is standing where all of that, those bits and pieces used to be.
Immediate curiosity. My character, Amalo, wants to fly up to it.
It's like on the table still. It's doing that frankincense monster on the, you know. So yeah. just so yeah, you can absolutely move up to it.
Excellent.
Wow.
Is it moving or anything when I fly up to it? Do I need a roll?
It's just hanging there.
I lean into our friend and I'm like, so did it work? Oh, by the way, I didn't get your name. This is a little embarrassing. I don't want
it. Just call me Raz.
Raz. Did it work?
Remains to be seen. It did form. That's good. It's the will it wake up part that I don't know about.
should we, I'm like leaning a little bit closer, like, should we start laughing? I mean, I'm kind of new to the whole mad scientist thing, but like, that's typically what they do, right?
They do it live, so we don't give it a second. He does the, like...
Oh, right.
Just a second. Yeah, just a second. You're going to...
I have an attribute called Soothing Touch. I wish to knock on its forehead.
Hello? Anyone in there?
Go for it.
Alright, so Soothing Touch is me. That is a 10 plus a 17, so I think that's 27.
Ooh, you just knock on its head a bit, and there's like a gust of wind that pops through, you know? And that seems to, like, shake it, and blue light comes out of the eyes, and it starts to, like, hold out its hands, wiggle a bit, look down at itself, and just kind of turn to all of you. And it does the little, like, confused, but still, like, hello there wave, but does not speak.
Okay. I like him! Can we keep him?
I lean into Raz and I'm like, do we do it now?
Now we do it.
It's alive!
Yeah. Now's the fun part of where do I put it?
How big is this? Is this
person sized?
Okay.
Person sized.
Like your guy's size, probably.
Right.
Probably more mountain than Tor.
Okay.
But there, you know, the max area.
He's on the small side?
It's on the smaller side because, probably because they didn't have enough of the resources to make him taller. Which is like, so now the problem is keeping them and sustaining. If weird's like this, because complexes are so keeping them functional and alive requires a lot of maintenance.
We have a good maintenance lady. What do you think we should do to keep it alive?
She's just, the whole time, she's just been, like, enamored at everything that's been going on and been awestruck, and that's why she just kind of stood around not doing anything, because she's just like... Oh, you know, and this thing's alive in her, and you see just like this shot of her and then all these math equations or something, and she's just like, this defies so many laws, but I'm so into this. Okay, we gotta power this, and I mean, you could call up lightning, right? Like, do we need more lightning? I mean, I don't know. She's like, just like calculating on her fingers.
Do you think it likes oats or candy?
Just like touching its face.
Like tilt its head and then just like move one of its hands and try to, like, it's trying to communicate, but it doesn't really know how. And then this is when Frass goes, oh, I never covered my mouth.
Does he know how to write?
That was an oversight on my part.
And in my backpack, I have a drawing pad and pens and paper on, so she'll, like, take the, like, drawing pad and the pencil and kind of timidly come up to the construct. Hi, can you write words?
It takes the pen and paper almost instinctively. Like, thinks about it for a second. And after, like, a moment of trepidation trying to think it out, it starts scribbling on it. And you see it has drawn a check mark.
Yes.
As if it was answering your question.
Yeah, I look at the paper and I look at the check mark and I'm like, so its name is V. I get it.
It shrugs.
Sure.
Yeah. Or, and.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch your name. Who are you?
Raz.
Raz?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we are quite. Kebab.
He doesn't know. He can't come up with the words. He just makes up anything that comes to mind.
We are quite the kebab.
Did you mean kebab?
Those are words. I like those words. It sounds like it's the right word.
You were a bit ominous for what I was going for, but that works.
What do we do now?
You see Raz looking up and down, you know, like trying to see if they've messed up anywhere, you know? And it's like, the unfortunate thing about making it weird is that because it is so, for lack of a better word, fragile, you have to make sure that they are completely okay before you let them loose. And they're like, it's every little mechanical bit to see if it works, you know?
Alright, maybe we could do a couple of tests before we, go out in the wild. V, can you walk? Let me strut my stuff a little bit. And I just kind of saunter just a little bit, just to, like, see if he can just, like, follow my movements.
Yeah, you see it, like, observe you, almost, like, analyzing the way you are walking, and looks at, like, the shackles that it has, and then Raz, like, oh, my apologies, and pulls the lever in the open. And it pops to the floor, looks at you, the like blue lights in the eyes turn like just a hint of yellow for a second, and then it immediately mimics your exact like way you walked. The arm movements, everything. 100% perfect copy of the walk.
I see. Now people strut like you.
Not exactly what I had. This is ideal. I see you. Opportunities. This could really help. Because looking at the three of you, we have pardon my SMPs, but Tor, you seem very strong. Mala, you seem very quick. And I don't think I get your name, but you seem very learned. So the three of you together, and my abilities functioning, we might be able to effectively give them the being a person jumpstart.
Oh.
So you're asking if we're going to adopt them, then the answer is yes.
I mean, clearly, it's the only option.
Hmm?
Yeah, I say, gotcha, Crystal Glare. I love and hate that this.
you see V just kind of turn to Raz and just like give it the hand tilt of these people.
Them.
It just kind of does the shot in the bathroom.
I accept this.
So, how would you feel about showing them the ropes of you do? Basically, show them your skills and see if you can do it.
That sounds like a great idea. I mean, we're out of school. We're learning. What's better way to learn than to actually teach?
This is true.
Here, how about I start? And, it's... Is it right if we go outside, or?
We could probably. They still don't think about it for a second. Just go. Outside is ideal. Yes.
Does it need an umbrella? Is it like meltable? Is there anything that we have to worry about? Thunderstorms.
The machinery ideally keeps it in a pretty good sense of stasis.
Okay.
That's why it has all of that strapped onto it. Is that ideally keeps it stable throughout weather conditions and other stuff. Otherwise, him tapping his head might have just cracked it. It is.
I'll try to avoid that.
I doubt it would happen. The machinery keeps it stable, as I mentioned. But we want to avoid harm coming to the machinery for that reason.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to make sure that my little buddy here is in plant condition. Come on. Let's go outside and I will show up some geomancy.
I'll teach you to fly, and then and I will then give you an art lesson. While we,
yeah, that sounds okay. I can also show them how to organize things, and some hydromancy.
Yeah.
So, you know, the watercolors.
I kind of escort everybody outside, and I just try to find the biggest rock and just try to lift it.
You got, so you lead them out, and I need to mention that V is still duplicating your walk, even if you aren't doing it the same way.
Oh no, this is like how I like normally walk, because I just have a little jaunt.
Yeah, perfect. And it is still doing that, like, in time with you. And you just, like, maybe Rat turns to you and just goes, that's gonna be forever now, isn't it?
I do think
it's
definitely gonna stick.
Oh, it's gonna be good for his aesthetic. So, you know, you know, it's gonna work out his mobility, it's gonna work out your abs. I don't do this just for show.
That's only so long as he's on the ground. Once we teach him to fly, he'll learn a whole host of other movements necessary for survival and storytelling and art and fun and fun and living and survival and fun and living and sleeping.
Alright,
Raz just kind of is like, Raz has the what have I done.
If we need to teach you how to swim, I can do that. It's
my furnace cell.
Okay.
I'm gonna look for the biggest rock and just try to lift.
There's a very large rock in this corner. Oh god.
You've effectively given us a pie and realized too late we were all just a bunch of bears. Here, have this apple pie.
So the secret is you gotta lift with your knees. You gotta make sure that your feet are planted firmly, and then I just like get into like that kind of like squat position and just like roll the ball like over like my chest, and I start like lifting with my legs, and I rolled a 21.
Awesome.
You immediately just were able to hoist it without fail.
Yeah. And I start like tossing it up, like kind of carelessly up in the air, and I'm like, say there's a good stuff to do. And then I gently put it like in front of them, and it's like, all right, now you've mimicked my movements before. Now it's time for you to do it.
Just sort
it
of
nods.
Yeah, Mala sort of helpfully like sort of is air walking around this whole situation. It's just like I'll
back straight, butt out, and always watch your feet. You are small like me, but you are yet strong. Yeah.
Just remember to when you're lifting rocks, you just gotta keep your pole.
And at all times, if you're lifting a rock, you're technically performing geomancy, aren't we, Scar?
Yeah, that's right. It's not the rock, just for well learned in the geomancy. Mancy.
Gotta mance those rocks. Mance those geos.
Tom's just groaning in the background, like.
Okay.
Raz is like a checklist of like basic like motor functions, you know. And you see this thing like process, eyes turn yellow, and it like grabs at the rock, and immediately like you can tell it's trying to do magic the way you did, but as it tries, instead of like lifting it, the rock just starts freezing over.
I mean, I said keep your cool, but come on.
It looks like that, and then it looks at its own hands, and it seems very confused. Like, you know what I mean? And then it tries again, and as it's trying to lift it, the ice, it is actually able to, because it is, you know, gripping into itself, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's able to pack it in, you know? Mm-hmm. And it lifts it up above its head for a second, and then you see its hands start to shake, and it immediately puts it down. the moment its hands shake a little bit. Oh. And just as considering how heavy that boulder is, that's a pretty, pretty good test run. I'm sure with time it'll grow greater strength.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it takes time to build up those rock muscles.
Mm. And this time it nods, and there's almost like a, for lack of a better word, like, you know, those weird, like, techno sounds.
Just, yeah.
It seems to be coming from the machinery, almost like humming in agreement.
So,
it can't talk, but it can make little electrical noises, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific list of things you want us to go through, Fraz?
Well, I can do basics. So, I was trying to see more about your unique talents, your strength, Mallow's. You kind of look up in the air and just see you walking around. Shall we say affect?
Yeah.
I suppose whatever you feel would be ideal to bring to the table.
And she kind of like thinks about it. She's like, I mean, I'm kind of boring. I can show.
Very nice.
Well, I suppose I can show him some paintings that I've done, and then she like pulls out her. She has a sketchbook on her, and then it's the type of paper that you can use multiple types of dry or wet material on. And then she goes and starts to she sits by the construct and then starts to paint, sketch out the landscape and do like a rough landscape. So we'll see. She does.
Okay.
She's very prepared. She always has eyes on her. Sometimes she has snacks.
Just talking her up and just telling a little golem friend, like,
yes, yes.
Yeah, like, oh, go on.
I was just gonna say it writes on the notepad. What's next?
What's next? Oh, she like pulls out this little bag of like probably like goldfish crackers or something. She's like,
we use this to, I guess we eat this to charge ourselves with energy.
Yeah, or when you're bored, and like I reach into my bag and I pull out some like candy. Of course, it's from candy. I start crunching.
Yeah, and sometimes you can use it to give to people when you don't want them to talk anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
It is very multi-purpose. That's a word.
Malu, do you want some snacks? And then she gives you the bag.
Yes!
She eats hers, narrow-eyed looks at her.
Yeah, I've noticed that Malu is giving me all these arms, and then I just like stop talking and just continue munching.
Yeah, I rolled a 17 for my art.
Rolled a 17?
Yes.
So you, remind me, so you're showing them, are you like basically walking them through how you would eat something?
Yeah. Yeah. So she like first would do a rough sketch, and this would be very, very rough, as it has to be.
Yeah, one. Which shape goes first? You want to get the layout done, and then you want to maybe do a couple of thumbnails, and then you want to do a value study, which you include.
She pulls out another paper and she's like, this is what I call abstract. smears it all over.
Seven times. Squeals in delight.
Malo taught me about this.
She really helps. She's a very good student. Yes, she's a very good student. Now you be a good student too. Do the thing she does.
Yeah. It nods and stares to a mirror and it like, grabs out a fresh paper and like very gently like, puts its hand out for whatever you want.
She gives him a pencil first.
Yeah. He grabs it, looks at you, and you see like energy of the arm fall upon it first, and it's very steady. And first it's very understandable, but like it seems to have some sort of power in its head. And the second, and there's a split second when it's asking you level again, and you see more energy pop up in the hand, and it immediately just starts going everywhere. And just scribbling away. What I think happened is it was keeping track of how long did a study art and how long it goes. Ed thinks you actually do like circles and squares and 1 minute of chaos and 1 minute, and it just loops through that cycle.
Malo is delighted. It's like,
I just kind of slap like on her back, and I'm like, "You're a great teacher. Look at that. She's a visa natural. I mean, you also like taught me as well." As I like bring out like a little like crumpled up like canvas from like my backpack, and like I like show it off to V and Raz, and it's just a canvas of a big like obvious hole in it from pressing way too hard into the paper.
I think he might want... Yeah.
Yeah, I'm quite proud of this one.
And then, like, you hear something hum, and it seems like there might be a little like, speaker or something in one of the pieces. And you hear it just say, "Sculpt the canvas," and it just punches the paper.
Oh, and he learned something else. Well, you learn some, you learn some more.
I rub my chin and just like slowly nod. I'm like, beautiful.
And just as gently as it asked for it, it just as gently returns the pencil.
I'm just kind of like blinks and then takes it slowly. What have we created?
So Raz, I cross my arms. I'm like, "So Raz, how are we doing on the desk?" We probably got like 15 out of 10.
You see that they have a very exasperated look on his face, but he just says, "Oddly, miraculously, these antics are somehow actually chipping up the boxes."
Oh, wait until you get my test. Come, I must teach you.
Looks around. What is the sharpest thing that I can find?
Roll for it. Do you have any like, attributes about you or something?
I have one for expert marksman.
You can find things that are vaguely sharp-edged, maybe.
15. It's only 15.
I mean, might have like
palette knife.
Yes, the palette knife. I was like, I kept wanting to say paddle. I was like, it's not a paddle. It's a
paddle. Painting paddle. Paddle your paint in a big.
And yeah, and I see you just like kind of like walking around and digging around and looking for something sharp. It's like I can even sharpen some rocks for you. It's like, it's no big deal.
Get a sharp rock for him, because he's going to need one. I'll borrow your palette knife, if you don't mind.
She's just like, okay. And she hands it over.
All right, I'm going to use my geomancy to sharpen a rock.
All right, go for it.
That's a beat. So what I'm doing is I like grab a rock and I'm just like trying to squeeze it in between my fingers to try to make it like into a point, but it's just like not working how I want it to.
Are you actually using the geomancy magic attribute to do this? Or are you saying it's geomancy, but you're using the brute strength?
It's the latter.
Okay. Because if it was actual magic, there would be a wild magic roll. But you are just brute strength in this. Okay. Yeah. So it splinters. And so while in the break, there are a couple sharp parts that fall off, but they're much smaller than the actual rock. It's a little sharp pebble, maybe.
No, I guess I don't know my own strength.
Oh, it'll be fine. What really matters is the destination.
And just sort of this little evil gleam in his eye, just like, nyeh? And then sort of like looking around at all the trees.
You see that knot hole over there?
He hurls the palette knife as fast as possible, and I got a 19 total.
Oh boy.
Are you successfully throw it? Are you trying to get it into the hole?
Yes, I'm trying to get it to pierce the knot hole in one of the trees.
You succeed.
Yes. Look at something, focus on it, and then let her in.
So you did that with an unbalanced
hand-eye coordination, I've heard.
You see it like lift its hand up with a little rock, and again, that speaker just in a very automatic voice just says, focusing on something. And it looks at like another tree. Let it rip. And it throws the rock and immediately fires an electric bolt at it. And the rock breaks and the lightning bolt hits the tree.
Squealing in delight, clapping, happier than ever.
Another one! Get another one! Give him another rock.
And Um's just hiding behind her like drawing pad.
Maybe we don't do that again.
Oh, it'll be great.
That's some hot stuff.
Yeah, she goes in. She just kind of like steps behind Tor.
No, it's fine.
It's good now.
It's just fine. And just sort of brushes a hand at the tree to set an illusion so that it looks nicer. Rolls a 9. It looks probably worse.
It looks like a completely fine tree, but there's smoke coming out of it for some reason.
Yeah, see, it's fine. Do another one. You're doing great.
Can I use hydromancy to like make a little rain cloud to put the smoke out or something? Okay, I'll try to do that.
Please fix the damage I've done.
Yeah, I feel like that's something Em would do all the time. Oh, I did terrible. I rolled a 3. I got a 2 and a 1.
Wow. You're probably too nervous.
Nervous. Yeah. It's like a little like squirt gun sprint comes out.
It'll take a while, but the job will get done.
Okay, yeah, she's just constantly like, I can do this, I swear.
In a way that seems patronizing, but you understand he's being sincere. He's like, you're doing great. Sounds patronizing, but
thank you, Mom.
I look at the perfectly fine tree that's just like letting out like a huge stack of smoke, and I'm like,
all right,
looks good.
Again, oddly, this is working out great.
Now we can teach you to fly.
Excuse me?
Yes, come with me, fly!
Like, touches hands to the machine's hands, like the claws, and just like,
yes, come this way,
and... Yep, I'm gonna use wind magic for this. Try and just get a little boost.
Now it's like training wheels. All I really need to do is push you, and then eventually when we let go, the bike will ride itself, or you will ride on the bike, and it'll be 16 total.
Okay.
With a 16, you do boost it up into the air, and it does maintain flight for a bit, and then it just, like, looks at you all again, and then it seems to like immediately scribble onto the notepad and it just says, how do I stay up?
Oh no.
It's like, Elaine! So Sarah thinks about it. Oh,
don't look at me, it's your magic!
She hit the ground. No, is there a roll I need to make to help him stay afloat?
Every now and then, just maybe keep rolling your magic, because it does not... It only has the magics that are inside of its body at the moment, because it has lightning and ice. It's got two things.
Mala learns from mistake. Usually she's like, oh, yeah, the breaking thing. We're not allowed to do that.
Ooh. You're right.
Well, luckily, we got a 20 total.
It starts to fall for, like, the next little bit. Every time, like, the wind stops and it seems to just descend, you're able to it back up in the air.
Wanna try ice?
As I see the descending, I'm like, hold on, this can go, you know, between a rock and a hard place. Let me see if I can soften the blow. What I wanna try to do is if there is like ground or like some sort of dirt underneath it, or
You guys are in like a courtyard, like park area, so you guys are good. There's definitely dirt.
Can I use geomancy to like soften the dirt to be like kind of like the consistency of like sand or something, that just to give them like something soft to land in?
Yeah, you could definitely go for that. I like that a lot.
Slightly regretting bringing the thing so far up, because now I have to make sure it don't break.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me it couldn't fly.
Ums just.
I rolled a 23.
Ooh, nice.
In D&D world, a natural 20.
Nice. Perfect. You succeed with flying colors. It is exactly the way you'd imagined it in your mind when you set out to accomplish this plan.
Ooh.
You see, Tor is actually shocked. He's like, oh, I actually did it.
Wow, that was really good.
Yeah, because my friends would know this, because like every time that I do geomancy, it's usually me just throwing my body around.
Picking up rocks.
This much is true.
About it. Yeah, it's geomancy.
Mm-hmm. She sees him floating, and then she takes out her sketchpad and starts just absentmindedly like drawing out like different ways he could fly. Like, maybe if we gave him wings or a propeller?
Yeah, make wings, maybe out of lightning or ice or both.
I mean, he can't.
No, that.
I mean, he has enough energy to propel himself upward.
That's ridiculous.
We just
have
to think of a way to do it.
Got to give him something sturdy, something like rocks.
Or yeah, because rocks.
Or even crystal. That'll last a while.
Another man trying to keep this poor thing above, like, falling to the... that is a 6 plus 7, that is 13. I got 13.
So, roll a d20.
Yeah?
Woo! Wild magic moment.
That is a 19. In the shadows.
Ooh, you might have got excited. 19 and 20 tend to be very fun for people. Although I think if it's fun, I think it is. You might want to roll. I can't really just check. Let me check. I know my own game. Yes, okay. Roll two more times, and both wild magic surge effects will happen.
D20?
Yep.
Okay. First roll is 6. Second roll is 20.
So,
two ends of the spectrum. I wonder.
No, here's the funny thing. 19 and 20 is the rolling two more times for the effect. So you roll, you get two more.
Yeah.
Oh no!
Oh no! I rolled another 20.
Oh no! What's gonna happen?
So much is gonna happen.
Stop. Right.
Like three more rolls, I think. That is a 17.
So we have, okay, so we have 6, 17, and 2 more rolls. Oh yep. My god. This might be the world record.
A 5. For
a 5, okay.
I like this dice. Oh, I'm blessedly a 14. I was like, is that another 19?
Mary, if it was another 19, I think you might have just broken the record. So. Most wild magic surges from a single spell.
He's a very wild boy, so a lot of things can come out of him. Whether he wants
to. Very appropriate.
Okay, so here's the stack of things that happen to you at about the exact same time. So going from the lowest number first, from 6, pick an inanimate object.
A leaf.
Everyone around you sees Mallow just become a leaf. So 6.
That's not good.
5. 5. As immediately as the leaf descends, an incorporeal, like, facsimile of Mallow appears right where the leaf is. So that one was you becoming corporeal. So there's, like, a hologram Mallow right by the leaf.
so 7. That's,
14. You become very emotive with your hands. For like the next minute, anytime Mallow talks, they have to pantomime with it. And with a 17, Mallow, you are convinced that someone of the actually pick someone in the party. Just pick someone in the room right now.
Let's see. Tor.
You are convinced Tor has just become a bear.
I turned you into a bear! A bear! A bear!
Yes, I know. It's a lot to bear right now. And I'm just, like, eating.
Tor, you look at yourself for a moment. Completely yourself. Totally normal. But Mallow is a leaf and a ghost at the same time. That's weird. And also, every time Mallow is talking, their hands are moving a lot.
Yeah.
And also, there's just... I think might notice this because they're the most learned of the bunch. There's just a lot of wild magic coming off Mallow right now.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
Okay. Is V okay?
Yes, the 13 was enough that while you didn't keep them up, you eased their descent with the wind, so they had, like, had a very gentle, nice...
And also landing. A nice sandy landing.
Yes, exactly. It was perfect.
No, the situation really just kind of eroded, didn't it?
Umslow will go to the leaf that is Mallow, and just very gently, like, pick it up. She's like, I don't know how long you're gonna be a leaf. And then she's just gonna like kind of like put him in her notebook and close it. So she's like, very gently, I don't want you to fall apart.
Wait, so B, you said that we see like the wild magic. What is it like? What does it look like?
The best way I've used to describe it before is think multicolored shapes, just like. Just the typical chaos swirling,
just like
multicolors,
just like
crazy. Yeah. Just all over from where Hollow Mallow is.
We've unpacked the kaleidoscope.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, you pick up the leaf and Mallow, and Mallow's like, oh, hey, but wrote that down. And then just like in a book, it's like,
well, that is helpful. I appreciate that. Now get me out of your book. I mean, I don't feel like reading right now.
I mean, it's a drawing book. Do you want to go in? I know you keep that fairy chill book around. Do you want to go in that one?
I don't know what you're doing.
Can you see? How are you talking? Well, you don't have a mouth.
Swallow's right here. And I like put my hand through ethereal hollow.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're right here. They're
trying to like push hand away.
Stop it. But at least put me in the page that has the cloud that you drew on Tuesday.
The closet.
I just look through your books every so often, apparently.
How'd you know I drew that?
I know many things.
She's gonna like just take the leaf out and put it in the closet page.
The moment you say that, the minute I will say for some of those has passed. So the leaf starts like the same colors start coming with like almost smoking out of Um's book. Like, it's trying to revert Mallow back.
Oh! She goes and, like, opens it up. That's a good drawing.
Immediately, Mallow reappears and they're standing on the book.
Okay.
Oh, I like that page. Gently lifts his little slipper and his little bangles on his ankles just, like, tinkle. There's, like, all... and dust it off. Yeah. Gives it a kiss and gives it back to you.
At that, Hollow Mallow gives a like two-fingered salute and disappears.
Yeah.
And you still are very pantomimey though. And also Bear is slowly looking more tour-shaped.
Yeah,
I do. Did not appreciate
that. I see you just, I guess ethereally, you looking at me like strange, and I'm just like looking at you like strange. I'm like, what is there something on my face? And I like kind of scratch my rear end, and I like reach into my bag, and I'm like, oh look, I found some honey.
Bear, just like, and then as incorporeal Mallow disappears, or ethereal Mallow disappears, living, breathing, pantomiming Mallow is just like all. Explain! Explain! I'm sorry I turned you into a bear. But I also don't appreciate this in my face.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've just been, like, you see me, I'm just like, I have this itch on my back, and I'm just, like, rubbing up against a tree, trying to, like, get it out, and I'm just like, look, I'm obviously not a bear. I'm one of the stewards just like you.
You have a deep voice, so of course my brain is just like a...
Yeah.
Raz just is watching this whole thing and just goes... And just turns... So is now a good time to tell them that if you pass the new section? I think the tests are about complete. Or do we just let this play out?
She's just like, we should just let it play out, because most of the time when you tell Mallow no, he just says the opposite, so we'll probably just be feeding the fire.
Doubles down on a bad bet.
Okay, in that case, do you mind if I go get some lunch? I'm probably gonna go get some lunch with this continues. I'll be back, and probably by the time I'm back, this will have resolved itself. Did you want anything?
Oh, yes! And then she, like, names this obscure... I don't know. I feel like she'd eat salad or something.
Yeah, yeah. And Anders, okay. As they're screaming at each other, Raz just goes, Mallow, do you want anything from the cafeteria?
Granola!
Nods.
Oh, if you could just get me some more of that rock candy, that'd be swell.
Can do. All right, just don't break my thing while you're. What, I guess our thing. What does the ownership of this look like?
We'll take care of you.
I can't believe that I never signed up for this family. Walk away.
Have a good day at work, dear.
Look, you know you're not the bold in this burden alone. We'll share the load.
appreciate it. I'll be back for lunch. I love this image of Lala and Tor still, like, solving the bear crisis.
And like, I just imagine, like, to Tor is just like a complete misunderstanding. You're just like, bear, you're a bear. I was like, yes, I know. It's hard for me to, hard for us to bear. I know. This whole thing is just, it's insane. All this wild magic. It's hard to bear. I get it. Yeah.
I'm laying myself bare here. I understand.
I get what you're saying. This is a grisly situation.
What am I? So, but it is a momentous occasion. What am I call it? A Kodiak.
Wow, I didn't know the puns are just off the chain.
I love this mental image of this happening and these two, like, Tor is having this, like, one-sided conversation. Now, what is your reaction to Tor making all of these bear puns? And, like, I need you to understand, you are slowly coming to the realization that, like, this is an illusion. So it's, like, slowly but surely this bear is becoming more and more Tor.
It's, like, this strange, it's a strange undoing of an illusionary magic, yeah. And he's just, like, I've never seen these undo themselves, and I don't think I like it. It's like, just, it goes from like this to all of a sudden, like, he'd be with you. Usually he'd be like, keep talking. And now he's like,
ew. Just ew.
As Umsula is just like, I want to imagine that V is being very kind and like holding your whatever canvas in its hands as your art. Aww. It's just, they have become your easel, and this like nice moment of you just like perhaps sketching the chaos that has unfolded.
Yeah. She would just start doing that because she's like, this is gonna take a while, and then just perhaps we'll do a life study.
Yeah,
painting our Kodiak moment.
Yeah.
Yep.
And just this is a nice frame, the silhouette, and just pull back on as Raz is just going to get lunch and just absolutely done.
Yeah.
And if that's cool with y'all, I think it's a good place to call one shot.
Yeah, that is great. Yeah. Thanks for hosting.
Oh, that was fun.
That was great.
Yeah, nice. I liked it. Yeah. Teach a little robot how to person, how to people.
I'd love to play this again. This is a great system.
It was a lot of fun. This was a far more like mundane one shot. In terms of things to happen, usually the travels and wild creatures, but I was just like, I didn't want to do the school. Unless there was something weird happening in the school.
I love
Yeah, I'm of, about it.
It just makes you think of like a slice of life. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the school is a new thing I'm working on, admittedly. But the Saturday morning slice of life energy is sort of what I wanted to bring to the game as a whole. So it's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah. If a mundane moment becomes a fun roleplay experience, then this game succeeds.
I think we succeeded.
Yeah.
Had fun.
We brought something new to life. We got something adopted. We almost broke it. We got a bear.
Yeah.
We got art. We got...
I have to look back, but I am pretty sure that is the longest chain of wild magic effects, at least that I've seen.
Yeah.
She rolled like 4.
It was part of me that was like, the more this stacks, the more I'm gonna run out of surge options.
Just yeah.
Right. But at the other hand, I was just like, man, I kind of want that.
I kind of want to see where this goes.
Right. Like the
how
the part
far
of me,
does this hole go?
Right, exactly. The part of me that's trying to like manage the lunch hour is like, oh god. But the part of me that's just the game designer in me is just like, oh, I want to see this happen.
How much can we break this? This sounds
exactly.
Great.
Yeah, well, I'm into this. So there was like a split second where there were like two concurrent thoughts in my brain.
Yeah.
Just like, no.
Yeah. his head, just like just a nosebleed as you're trying to calculate. It's like, so many surges, what's happening?
Yeah. We keep rolling wild.
While the most, I will tell you, the funniest wild magic story, just for shits, happened when I was recording the actual podcast with my friends.
Uh-huh.
We have a character who like came to me in session zero and was just like, I want to make this character whose like, weird thing is that they can do wild magic the way someone else can do like fire. Like, it's something that they can call upon. That's strange, and like, I'll let that pass, you know, let's see it. I should not have done that.
No, the answer is yes, you always do it.
They had a big event, and everything was going great. And then there were two concurrent nat ones on magic rolls, and my friend Bender, who's done like some, I don't want to call it fan work, because they're from the you know what I mean. Like, they've written some games for themselves and their friends that aren't like, officially out or anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they sent me this, like, just for fun, they sent me this list of like 100 wild magic options that Bumble came up with for their game that they play World of Gear.
Yeah.
And they have a nat one where if they rolled like so many, one is you meet God and then immediately forget.
That's awesome.
Like, what does that look like in a kid's part? Like, I want to know what Bumble's games look like, because why is that an option?
The clouds part.
Yeah. Like a chorus of sounds, there's just this cosmic star creature, and just like.
Then it's just done. It's over. Because the thing is, they immediately forget. And it's just like, what? What is so, Bumble
are you,
doing?
Are you okay? Or did
something happened? I don't know.
Yeah.
You're a little far away from us, did you, buddy?
So, long story short, they managed to basically, through a sea of weird wild magic rules, people trying to fix it and only making it worse, and just a sea of problems, ended up creating a dryad creature that was basically like the world's energy made into a dryad.
Oh.
So now there's an NPC that's basically the living embodiment of this world's magic in a person, and it's very confused and very anxious, and that was just like,
I can't swim, I can't walk.
And like, as they complete this nightmare scenario, I just remember just as the DM sitting there just being like, what did you do? Like, there was this unfortunate like chain of odds to effect I had to follow, and like resolving everyone's wild magic surges and different things like that. It ended in that, and I was just like, how did, even though I knew exactly what steps led to this endpoint, I went, where did we get here? This was like, I understand how, but also why?
Some of those hearing moments, you know, we could all be reading a book right now.
It's one of those record scratch moments. Like, you're probably wondering, how did I get here right now?
yeah, because
the
I've been very open that the podcast is true enough to the world, but also I wrote the game, I get to break it in ways I find fun. So there's some stuff that happens in the podcast that probably will never be made into like a book or canon. This is for one of those things.
Yeah.
That slow motion Deadpool car moment where it's just like everything's floating, the cigarette lighter, she's like, that must be Angel.
I will actually, because my friends are amazing, we were howling with laughter at the end of that session, and my one friend, Crow, who does the art for the games, and he was just like, well, I have to draw them. Within like 10 minutes, within like the hour, they looked this up. So that's the world's sword and carver.
That's great.
And they're very anxious.
Oh.
Aww. Also, his name's Arcane because OJ is a child. So that's great. I'm not actively dreading playing the next session of this campaign because I have to immediately justify that. It's fine.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's fine. Solving the problem.
The best part of my favorite joke in that whole thing is this character shows up, they have their really cool appearance moment, and the first lines out of its mouth is, "It's okay, I can fix this." they fix it, and then immediately run away.
Bye!
Stop it! Bye!
Yeah.
Oh, gotta so leave before funny. You do anything bad.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was just, and then they were just like, "Do we go after it?" And I was like, as the DM, no. They're running away because I don't know what to do.
Sometimes you just gotta be honest with your players.
Yeah, like, they're not running as a challenge, they're running as an I need them to not be in this scene for a long time. I need to sit with this one. I need to work this one out.
I know, yeah.
Hopefully next time they'll be dealing with the emotional fallout of what they've done and not actively hunting down this character I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to check out your podcast.
Thank you. I love making this because it's different enough from D&D that I can go from a D&D game to a regular game and feel like a very different experience was had, you know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mostly had an experience with D&D. It's like a different experience, but it's also like familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah,
enough that I, because this was supposed to be a one-shot plot for my friends who had only played D&D up until this point. I just wanted to do a fun one-shot in a different world, and I just done a simple, easy-to-understand dice system for my friends, and then it slowly was like, hey, other people should play this. And I was like, okay, I could try and turn my one-shot scratch pad into a book, maybe I can.
That's how it usually goes.
Yeah, I like how simple and flexible it is.
Mm-hmm.
At least
yeah.
The choice to, like, make our own attributes.
Yeah, that was something I was.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, no, I was going to say, I was like, yeah, because I took some of the ones that she wrote down, but I also, like, kind of came up with my own.
Perfect.
Oh, I was like, I want my guy to be a big buff boy, so I'll give him a buff boy set.
Perfect.
Do buff boy things.
There was someone who made a character where all of their attributes were always sunny buttons. Every single one.
Yes.
This was a character my partner had to deal with. This was one Crow had to deal with. But apparently, they came in handy more often than they anticipated.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
This is really fun.
I'm
glad we didn't break the construct. I'm glad I didn't break the construct. Mama yeah. says we, I say you, I say me.
You only really broke yourself in a way.
Yeah.
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 It was a very funny way, though.
It was great.
He needs to learn his lesson. He needs to learn his lesson. What do we learn?
Did we learn anything?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe we'll go with that one.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, those are words. Stop.
Yeah. It's a lesson.
It's a lesson. I like how in the end the favorite teacher became the one that was like the least amount of potential damage done.
Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, that was really good. All right, everyone, I had a really good time.
Thank you
for doing the
one shot
with us.
Yeah.
No problem.
We'd love to play with you again sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me know. I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Awesome. Now we can have the gang back together.
Yeah. We have the gang back together. We can have you as a player.
Oh, you know what's funny? I
love that.
I named our group The Lunch Club because Michael made a joke about like our crew sounding kind of like the Breakfast Club, and then Frizz went to get lunch.
Yeah.
That's
Fraz. No, sorry, Fraz. Nice. All right, well.
But yes, I would love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it again.
We could always just, like, have more misadventures with Bolivar and or.
Yeah. I'm down for anything, yeah. You were fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay, we'll catch you later.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we it's probably
A little bit. Yeah,
it's a little bit.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Dungeon Damsels. We really appreciate all your support. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. That really helps us out. And if you're interested, we also have a Patreon as well as a podcast version of our show. You can find it on Spotify, TuneIn, Podcast, Podbay, Podbean, and pretty much anywhere where podcasts are. Thank you again so much, and we hope to hear from you soon.